Good morning. We're going to be on question 105 today. And that is covering Exodus 20:13, you shall not commit murder. And that murder there is not just any life, it's innocent life. You shall not commit, take innocent life. Okay, the question says, what is God's will for you in the sixth commandment? And like they've been doing on all the commandments, they're extending it to several New Testament principles that are principles that we live by, but it tends to go beyond just the straight commandment. Their answer is, I am not to belittle, insult, hate, or kill my neighbor, not by my thoughts, my words, my look, or gesture, and certainly not by actual deeds. And I am not to be party to this with others. Rather, I am to put away all desire for revenge. I am not to harm or recklessly endanger myself either. Prevention of murder is also why government is armed with the sword. We have several verses for each item. I'm only going to do some of them that best fit what they're looking for. The first one that they say is, I'm not to be a party with others, and I'm not supposed to hate, kill, look at, anything like that in my heart. And we'll start at Leviticus 19:17. You shall not hate your brother in your heart. You shall surely rebuke your neighbor and not bear sin because of him. So if he does wrong, you can rebuke him, but you don't hate your brother. And then we'll look at Matthew 5, 21 through 22. Growing up, I always thought the Sermon on the Mount was about me. It's like, uh-oh, I got to be that good? Yeah. Under Jesus, okay. Matthew 5:21-22. You have heard that it was said to those of old, you shall not murder, and whoever murders will be in danger of the judgment. But I say to you that whoever is angry with his brother without a cause shall be in danger of the judgment. And whoever says to his brother, Raca, which basically means empty-headed, shall be in danger of the council. But whoever says, you fool, shall be in danger of hellfire. So there's a very high standard that we're supposed to live by. And aren't you glad that when we don't, that we have the blood of Jesus to cover us? All right. The second point is, I'm not to desire revenge. And that happens throughout. Vengeance is mine, says the Lord. So let's look at Proverbs 25, 21 and 22. You heard this, if you're reading your Bibles, you'll see this again in the New Testament. Proverbs 25, verses 21 and 22. If your enemy is hungry, give him bread to eat. And if he is thirsty, give him water to drink. For so you will heap coals of fire on his head, and the Lord will reward you. And the other one that I was going to do for that is Ephesians 4:26. Be angry and do not sin. Do not let the sun go down on your wrath. So every day before you go to bed, you need to pray through anything that you're angry about. Okay, the third point they have is, I'm not to harm or recklessly endanger myself either. We'll go to Matthew 4:7. It's the only one of the three that really fit what they were talking about. And says, and I'm going to start a little bit earlier, verse 5. Then the devil took him up into the holy city, set him on the pinnacle of the temple, and said to him, If you are the Son of God, throw yourself down, for it is written, He shall give his angels charge over you, and in their hands they shall bear you up, lest you dash your foot against a stone. Jesus said to him, It is written again, You shall not tempt the Lord your God. That's a in-your-face Satan type of thing. Because it's like, you're tempting the Lord your God by saying that. But Jesus would not take the temptation. He would not say, okay, I know my Heavenly Father will catch me if I jump from this thing. He wouldn't do it. Instead, he answered the devil back and said, no, this is what the Bible says. So, the fourth, there are a lot of scriptures on this that could handle it, but prevention of murder is also why government is armed with a sword. We'll start after Noah got off the ark in Genesis chapter 9, verse 6. God instituted government for the purpose of keeping people from getting out of control like they were before the flood. And here's what he says. Whoever sheds man's blood, by man his blood shall be shed. For in the image of God he made man. So he's basically instituting government at that point in time, God is. And then we go over to the New Testament in Romans. Romans chapter 13 is basically the chapter that I take people to when I'm talking about the government and how God sees it. Romans 13:4, For he, being the government, is God's minister to you for good. But if you do evil, be afraid. For he does not bear the sword in vain. For he is God's minister, an avenger to execute wrath on him who practices evil. So that's the New Testament acknowledgement that government was set up to prevent badness, wickedness from getting out of control.